Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the lock-up. This presentation covers the Treasury's 2012 half-year economic and fiscal update, or HIFU. And it contains a new set of forecasts updated from those in Budget 2012. And it sits alongside the Minister of Finance's budget policy statement. So my job is to explain the Treasury's forecasts and projections, and I'll focus on that. The Minister of Finance will address you shortly, and there'll be time after the presentation for questions. Today I'm going to cover the economic forecasts, which is a key factor in both the global context and New Zealand outlook. The Canterbury rebuild, which is important to both, and the fiscal forecasts, including the operational, the operating surplus and net debt. The global economy broadly tracked in line with the budget update in the first 6 months of 2012, but the trend since then has been towards slower growth. The outlook for most developed nations is weak to moderate, including contractions in the euro area in 2012 and 2013. There is some offset for New Zealand from increasing ties with China and other fast-growing Asian economies. But global risks are still skewed to the downside, including the ongoing euro crisis and the US fiscal cliff. The New Zealand economy has experienced a slow and gradual recovery from the 2008-09 recession. The release of revised GDP data since the Treasury finalised the 2012 budget forecast reinforced this picture. And this performance reflects the impact of the forces that have been influencing the economy over the past few years. And they include slower growth in the global economy since the financial crisis, with associated impacts on funding costs and the exchange rate. Changes in household and firm behaviour following the build-up of debt over the mid-2000s. Of course, the Canterbury earthquakes and their impact on sentiment and activity, and stimulatory fiscal and monetary policies. Nevertheless, growth rose to 2% in the year to June 2012, and the HIFU forecasts show a further rise, with growth averaging around 2.5% over the next 5 years. This is down from around 3% in the 2012 budget update. The Canterbury rebuild is one of the main drivers of the forecast pickup in activity over the next 2 years. The scale and timing of the rebuild remain key uncertainties. And following new information compiled by CERA, the Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority, we revised up our estimates of damage caused by the earthquakes, and the amount of fixed capital investment stemming from the rebuild may be around $30 billion. A significant contribution to the rebuild comes from the Crown, with the latest estimate being $13.1 billion. Other key features of the economic outlook include a drop in inflation. Annual inflation fell to 8.8% in the September 2012 quarter, its lowest rate since 1999. The outlook for inflation has also weakened since the budget update, owing to factors such as the high exchange rate and falling commodity prices, although we do expect inflation to rise as these influences fade and the economic recovery continues. Employment is also expected to rise as economic growth picks up following declines over the past 6 months. The current account deficit is expected to rise from 4.9% of GDP now to 6.5% in the year to March 2017. But part of this rise reflects the investment activity related to the rebuilding of Canterbury. In the fiscal forecasts for HIFU, a surplus of $66 million is now expected in 2014-15. The weaker economic and inflation outlook has resulted in $2.1 billion lower tax revenue in 2014-15, but also resulted in $0.8 billion lower expenses on benefits, financing costs, and superannuation expenses in that year. Other changes, including policy changes, timing differences, and tax forecasting, also provided an offset totaling $1.2 billion to the OBGAL in 14-15, relative to what was in the budget update. Net core Crown debt is expected to continue rising from 24.3% in 2011-12 to a peak of 29.5% of GDP in 14-15 and 15-16, before falling slightly in the final year of the forecasts. Medium-term projections show further falls in net core Crown debt as a share of GDP, albeit more slowly than in the budget update. So let me recap. The global economic recovery is expected to be weaker than previously forecast. New Zealand's economic outlook continues to be positive. Gradual recovery continues, albeit at a slower pace. OBGAL returns to surplus in 14-15. Government debt peaks near 30% of GDP. An overall high from 2012 shows a continuing need for good economic management and fiscal discipline. Thanks very much.